Go Nintendo Podcast for episode 42.
Woo! Already.
We actually have some people to do the show this week, which is a nice change from the last couple weeks. So we have Nintendo.
Yo.
John Savage.
Hello.
Donnie.
Hello.
And Doom Michaels.
Hello.
And everybody feels a little inadequate because Doom Michaels is wearing a suit to the show today.
That's not true.
Shirt and tie. There's no jacket.
We need a picture of that. So yeah, we're going to do some regular news and regular questions, which we haven't done in at least 2 weeks. So, without further ado, we're going to talk about Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass on the DS. IGN Numa did some, or put out some information about the game. He says, "My main objective was to develop a Zelda game controlled only by the stylus. The sense of wonder and surprise will satisfy existing Zelda fans, but I would really like people who've never played Zelda before to experience this game too." Alright, Nintendo, how do you feel about a Zelda game completely controlled by the stylus?
I love it. I don't know. I like Zelda, so it doesn't really matter what they do, but I think it's going to be awesome with, like, just the sword and all that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, it will be different, but hopefully it'll work out alright. Do, how do you feel about it, since I know you're probably pretty opinionated
on this? Well, you know, I've been thinking about it, I'm not really sure how I feel. I'll have to get a hands-on experience of it. Right now, it seems like it'd be kind of hard for me, but I've been, you know, my video game skill has declined over the years. But, you know, I'm going to wait till it comes out and reserve my opinion for then.
I think a little bit of both. I think it'll be really cool, and I think it might be a little take a little bit to get used to. We'll just have to see how well it's implemented. All I know is the people that played it at E3 said it was like second nature. Whatever you thought you should do on the screen to get Link to do a move was what you did. So it seems like it's working out like it should be. Anybody else have anything to add to the touchscreen or no?
I like a challenge.
You like a challenge, but I don't know that you want a challenge just in controlling the game. So.
Well, I don't see why it should be any different from a lot of the other games that have stylus control.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, Feel the Magic is basically, that's it.
Yeah.
So
I think it's going to work a lot like Animal Crossing, actually. Like, you'll touch the screen where you want Link to go, and you can touch certain items, and he'll pick them up or something like that. So Animal Crossing should give you a good feel for at least the movement or something along those lines. The team working on Phantom Hourglass is the same team that made Four Swords Adventures, which we loved. They were supposed to be working on a sequel on the DS, but for right now, that's either on hold or it's been completely canceled altogether, because once they started working on the DS, they realized the DS was the perfect place to continue the cel-shaded look of Link, so that's why they moved towards a brand new adventure for Link. So I'm a little disappointed if they cancel the Four Sword Adventures for the DS, because I was really looking forward to that. The DS would be perfect for that. But they may work on that after Phantom Hourglass comes out. In Phantom Hourglass, there is one massive dungeon in the entire game, and that is the final dungeon. But you can't get all the way through that dungeon until the very end once you've collected everything that you need. So you have to go around to other small dungeons and fight enemies there and collect items that you'll need to progress through the massive dungeon. I think that's a pretty cool idea. Nobody else
agrees? There'll be a lot of back and forth, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll get to know your way through it pretty well, I imagine.
Yeah, you'll probably go through the main dungeon and hit a point where you're stuck and you have to go hunt out another dungeon and then make your way a little bit more through, yeah.
It's not all that different from the other Zelda games, though. You pretty much, you go somewhere and there might be something for you to do there on a side quest or something like that.
What else we got? Alright, the dungeons are filled with a new enemy. The enemies are called chasers. The enemies, as soon as they see Link, will run around and follow you. One touch from them and they will kill you. There's sanctuary zones where you can run to hide. And if you're in a sanctuary zone, the chaser will leave you alone. There's also portable sanctuary zones, which you can keep with you, like a pot once it's broken open, you can make a portable sanctuary zone and hide there and be safe. I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah,
I like it.
So you can't kill the guys. One touch from them, they kill you. So I think it gives a lot of... We actually saw that in the trailer. You saw that one guy that was... Or that one enemy that was chasing Link. So now we know what that's all about.
And that's a lot of peril.
Yeah, it should be cool running, like, in between them trying to solve puzzles and stuff like that. So they are doing some new stuff with the Zelda. It looks like this DS version is going to try out a lot of new stuff for the Zelda series and see how it goes. So overall excited or not excited? Well, yeah, obviously you're excited.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're excited. But who is the main enemy?
They didn't say.
I know. And I heard that it's not Ganon.
Where'd you hear that?
Nintendo Power.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they say? Did they talk about Vaati?
No, they didn't talk about anybody.
That's weird. So they didn't say Ganon, they didn't say Vaati. Well, who else is there, really? That's about it.
I don't know.
Nintendo as the enemy? That'd be
that
the scariest
would be scary.
Game ever.
The ultimate
Link
evil.
Would never win.
Alright, a new DS game was announced in the Touch Generations series, and it's, when I read about this story, I thought of you, John Savage. I thought you'd appreciate it. Nintendo announced Common Sense Training DS.
Yay!
Like I said, it's part of the Touch Generations series. It will come with over 2,000 Common Sense questions.
Ooh, I like
just to
this.
Quiz people on. Like I said, when I wrote the story, I don't know, I would expect the two versions to differ greatly because I don't know what Nintendo thinks of common sense in America and Japan, so...
Don't you remember we used to get those common sense tests in, like, 8th grade?
Yeah. I think it's going to be really cool. I'd like to see what the range of topics are, and if it's just going to be, like, a rapid-fire question session, or if you're going to be able to do common sense questions in certain categories or something like that. So, I mean, the Touch Generation series of games like Brain Age and Big Brain Academy comes out Tuesday. All those games are really cool.
So,
I'll
go ahead.
What is the aim of this game? Like, brain training is for old people to learn things.
For old people to learn things.
For old people to not go senile.
Well, I think...
So this is for young kids who are lazy and stupid.
No, it's for weirdos like me who actually enjoy things like that.
I enjoy them.
I think that's what Nintendo's going to put on the box for stupid kids.
For stupid lazy kids.
Yeah, who need to learn things. No, I think it's going to follow the same group of people. Elderly people who just want to stay sharp and like younger kids that want to learn stuff or test what they know. It follows exactly the same path as the other games, so it should be interesting to see. The Touch Generation games, Nintendo just announced that that's going to be like an official like franchise, and some games are going to be branded like that. Some of the games, like Magnetica, is a Touch Generations game, which is kind of strange because it's just a puzzle game. It's more of a traditional game. I don't see why it fits into the Touch Generation category. And I believe in Japan, games like Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney are in that are Touch Generation games too. I don't see why they put those in there. I mean, I understand that they're not traditional games. Magnetica is a traditional game. It's just a puzzle game. But I don't know why they threw that into the Touch Generations. It kind of confused me a little.
Just all stylus control, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their aim was at it. But and by the way, Phoenix Wright
2.
Oh, you read it?
It's coming out.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You actually read the site?
No. I was at GameStop and someone told
me. Oh, well, never mind then. That's disappointing. Wait, what did you find out in the computer? Somebody talked to you, or
no? Eric just told me.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out. It's the original one that came out in Japan for the Game Boy Advance, ported over to the DS, because Capcom had no idea that the game was going to sell so well, and they were really taken aback by it. And they're like, "Well, let's put more of them out." So
I have no objection to
this.
Oh, that
was very
good. Lame. All right, Nintendo. Nintendo announced their software lineup, the rundown of what games are coming out and when, for the Cube, the DS, Game Boy. They didn't talk about the Wii, obviously, because I haven't finalized a launch schedule or a launch list yet. So, Nintendo, could you please give us the rundown of what's coming out?
Okay, for the Nintendo DS, June 5th, Big Brain Academy.
Hey.
June 5th, Magnetica.
Both of those are Tuesday.
Cool.
June 11th, the day before my day of birth. Nintendo DS Lite.
So
that's also before Do Michael's.
Yeah,
we don't have to let everybody know.
Such a glorious day.
Well, on that day, one being of pure evil, one being of pure good had to be born. So
balance
whatever.
The universe.
Wait, am I the pure good?
Compared to Nintendo, yes,
yeah.
You're the pure good.
God,
how did I
us.
Get this reputation?
All right, go ahead.
June 26th.
Donnie.
Sudoku Gridmaster.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was on the show floor at E3. It's just all Sudoku, and actually they're working with Hudson on that, which that's another Touch Generation Games. Hudson's working with them on that.
August 28th, Star Fox.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not the word to stop saying.
Star Fox. Is it rated R? What is that?
No, it's a trademark.
That's why I stopped, and I was reading the R, and
Nintendo
Star
has
came
it.
Out. I don't know.
Nintendo has it as Star Fox DS, but as we know, the name is now changed to Star Fox Command, so that's August 28th. Go ahead.
September 18th, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Blue Rescue Team.
And that's a big one that people are looking forward to. It's one of the first Pokemon titles I'm actually looking forward to in a long time, so...
September 25th, Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2, March of the Minis.
That was at E3. Do yeah. Michaels played that?
That's going to be fun.
I played it.
I
was
played
fun.
It. That has some of the best touchscreen use that I've seen. Like, there was another game that I... Chibi-Robo had actually a touchscreen. But this, I really like the way they adapted the gameplay to the touchscreen. It works out really well. Go ahead.
October 9th, Clubhouse Games. To be... decided. Pokemon.
Very good.
Yeah. Pokemon Ranger.
They had a date in October for Pokemon Ranger, but then Nintendo contacted me and said to take the date down because it wasn't the correct date. It's still to be decided, so I don't know what the deal is there. Maybe they want to give more time in between the other Pokemon title and Pokemon Ranger.
October 30th, Children of Mana.
So there's your official release date in the US for Children of Mana. Japan's had that for a while. We're all dying for that game. So we are going to get it. Just have to wait a little while longer. So
now for the Nintendo GameCube.
I'd like to say one thing, though, about the DS. There's no mention There's no mention of Chibi-Robo for the DS. There's no date there. So I don't know if it's going to come out after October. The version that I played was actually pretty far ahead. Like, it didn't... It played very well. I guess they only had that one level. But it looked really polished.
That's not coming out in America.
Chibi-Robo.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Mommy? Wow, that's weird. That's weird.
Chances are nobody heard that, not even Nintendo themselves.
No, there it is.
Don't listen to them. Chibi-Robo's coming out here eventually.
I like Chibi.
It's coming out here, don't worry.
Now for the Nintendo GameCube.
GameCube's not dead. Almost dead.
September 25th, Baten Kaitos Origins. I have no idea what that
it's
is.
It's the sequel to Baten Kaitos. It's got a cult following. It wasn't as big as Nintendo expected, but they really believe... Well, it's not Nintendo's game, it's Namco. But Nintendo believes in this game so much that they're the publisher of it for North American release. So Nintendo's pretty psyched for the game.
October 9th, Super Paper Mario!
I still wish they showed this at the show.
Yeah, that game's going to be awesome.
If for those of you who don't know, it's... a 2D and 3D mix where you play, it's traditional Mario style game with a little bit of RPG elements. You play as Peach, Bowser, and Mario. It's all in the Paper Mario style. The screen perspective changes from a side view to a forward view, and a three-quarter view changes in between, but it's mostly traditional Mario side-scroller stuff, so I'm really excited for that. And also for the GameCube, no mention of... Twilight Princess, no official release date for that either, because that would give away the Wii release date. So
yeah,
that's why it's
the
not
same
there.
Day, yeah.
And the Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance, we have September 18th, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Red Rescue Team.
So if you're getting Blue Rescue Team, that's DS only. If you're getting Red Rescue Team, that's Game Boy Advance. So you can take your pick. If you don't have a DS by then, you can still get the new Pokemon game.
And if you don't have a DS by then, what's wrong?
That's right. All I know is the two versions of the game are pretty much the same. The DS version gives you a useful map on the other screen and for menus and stuff like that. I'm going to pick up the DS version, but it's going to be the same gameplay as the DS version. So if you'd like to get that one, don't hold back. So that's the entire list that Nintendo's willing to let us know about for now. So I'm sure there'll be some additions and things like that along the way, like Chibi-Robo. And obviously Zelda once we find out the official release date. There's some talk about Portrait of Ruin, Castlevania Portrait of Ruin for the DS, a sequel to the last Castlevania DS. We know that you'll be able to play with two characters. We actually played the demo at E3 and the two characters were interchangeable. But now we found out that there is some touchscreen involved where everybody thought that there wasn't. you'll be able to use the touchscreen to control both characters, or control one of the other characters. So you control one with the control pad and the other with the touchscreen. Now, it's unclear whether that'll be used during puzzle scenarios only or during fighting situations. If it's done during fighting, I don't think it's going to be good.
Well, it, like, if you're using one hand to control one character,
yeah,
and the other hand with the stylus to control the other character, what do you push
use
for attack?
Yeah. See, that's why I think it would
you
only...
blow in it.
Yeah.
That could work.
See, that's why I think it's only going to be for puzzles, because that would make sense. If it's puzzles and there's no enemies...
Yeah, you could just go stand on a switch or something like that.
That's fine. And, of course, the people that are making Castlevania have been doing it for the last however many years, 15 or more. So they know what they're doing. I don't think they'd make it where you'd have to control both characters during a fight and not be able to actually fight with either of them. So unless they have them both out at the same time and you're controlling both with stylus movements.
Or, well, I guess if you have the shoulder buttons.
Yeah, you could use the attack for one.
Maybe you hit the one shoulder button and they both attack or something.
Or you could do the shoulder button for your main character, and then the character you control with the touchscreen, you move them with the stylus and then you tap on an enemy to attack them, something like that. It could be done, but I'd prefer that they keep it just the puzzles.
Yeah, I don't think that the Castlevania gameplay has gotten so stale that they need to spruce it up. I could still, you know, jump and hit people happily.
Like the touchscreen stuff in the last DS Castlevania, that's fine. Like, they kept it away from fight situations and stuff like that. You used it to break through walls and stuff to do the seals, which I thought was a good use of it, and it didn't mess with the traditional gameplay, so... Alright, Nintendo, I'm gonna let you take this story since you love Sony.
Let's have Nintendo do every story. I mean, she's here all the time, I'm never here. Let's do that. Let's have her talk.
Alright, I'll make sure you do a story.
Jealousy.
The Green-Eyed Monster.
Alright, this is Phil Harrison, Sony's Phil Harrison. He had a little bit to say about Nintendo, the Wii controller, and how people have been saying that Sony has copied Nintendo. So, apparently, it stirred up enough buzz at Sony for them to come out and say something about it. So, Phil Harrison has released a statement regarding the whole situation.
I'm sorry I have to spout this garbage! In a way, I understand why people say we stole Nintendo's idea, but it is a little stupid, if you forgive the remark. When we brought the PlayStation to the market in 1994, we introduced real-time 3D graphics for the first time. When Nintendo launched its N64 in 1996, it also had 3D graphics. Did we say Nintendo stole our idea? Obviously not. Such innovations become possible because of combination of technology, cost, and manufacture capacities. We've been working on motion sensing technology for a long time, and Nintendo has certainly likewise already been working on something similar. The difference between our strategy and that of our competition is that our controller is still similar to the DualShock, the industry standard controller. I estimate that nearly 400 million DualShock controllers have been sold worldwide.
Alright, so our readers read this, and it was the most commented on story this week. And they brought up very many good points that I didn't even realize myself. I just read what he said and was angered by it. Let it go. Our fans brought up the point of Super Nintendo had a little game called Star Fox, which was 3D, which came out before the PlayStation was out.
In your face!
Also, there's this thing called the PC, which had Wolfenstein and Doom and other games that used 3D, Duke Nukem and stuff like that. So, if he's saying Nintendo basically stole 3D, then Sony must have stole 3D from the PC and the Super Nintendo back in the day, so... I just think it's a little bit of a crazy statement. Do you really think that they've been working on motion sensing technology for a long time?
No.
You know what's funny? Is that right after everything, everyone found out, like, all the cool stuff about the Wii, all of a sudden Sony was like, oh yeah, our controller has something cool too.
Yeah,
it's not really that
cool. And at Sony's E3 press conference, they showed that off and everybody was kind of silent and didn't really say much about it.
I feel like they just threw it in at the very end, like, oh crap.
Wasn't Tom? What was Tommy Tallarico's comment last night about it? He just said it was stupid, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I asked him what he thought of it, and he said it's stupid, and that was it. I don't know. Whatever. If they let's say that they didn't steal it, I still don't. I'm still kind of underwhelmed by how you use it, and the demonstration they had during E3 didn't make me very confident in it. They showed the demo of the duck demo that they're famous for, the rubber duck demo, where they floated it through the air, and then they actually used it in a game to fly a plane or fly a ship, and it wasn't working too well. So,
Has there ever been a Nintendo representative that said something like, I don't know, about the other people copying them?
There's been stuff along.
I've never heard a stupid comment like this from Nintendo. They haven't blatantly said
something like that, but I'm sure there's people in Nintendo's line that have said that. Somebody from Nintendo of Europe just said that Sony has copied them, so that's probably what sparked this answer from Phil Harrison.
Truth hurts, baby.
He says Nintendo was the one that, or the guy from Nintendo of Europe says Nintendo's the one that innovates and gets their ideas stolen, so the Europeans are pretty outspoken when it comes to Nintendo's PR and stuff like that. But like I said, they've all said stuff. It's just we tend to see Sony's end of it more because they tend to
they're
be very outspoken.
The lying end? Yeah.
So no, not just the lying end. All right, I'm a little sad Lube's not here.
Yeah.
To talk about this. There's a rumor going around that the Wii will launch on November 6th. Cube 3 got the information from an industry insider, or so they say. The industry insider said that the Wii launch will be well in time for Thanksgiving and well in time for Christmas in Europe. He also said, at the moment, Nintendo are aiming to launch the Wii on November 6th. Nintendo aren't going to have an exact date in mind until they are sure they can meet the deadlines. Take it as a guide, then, if you will. But they are very keen to be ready in this time. So, sounds like they're going to do all that they can to get ready in this time. And just a couple days ago, another website echoed this same story, saying that their person had told them November 6th also. So, let's place our bets now. Nintendo 6th. November 6th or not?
6 is a 9 upside down.
I know, Lou wanted November 9th really badly. That's the thing. November 6th, I forget what the day is, but it's not a traditional launch day for consoles. They were saying it will probably be more likely for it to come out on the 9th or the 10th, somewhere around
there.
Yeah,
I feel like it's definitely, whatever, it's going to come out in November, but I don't know if it's going to be the 6th.
Alright, so you're guessing no?
I'm saying no.
Donnie?
I'm saying that they're pushing to have everything done for the 6th to have 3-day leeway
okay.
So they can have it done for the 9th.
Okay. Doom?
I say that it's going to come out probably around June 12th for my birthday.
Man, they don't have a lot of time.
No, they got it.
They got the one for your birthday
yeah.
already.
It's shaped like Miyamoto's head, and you put the disc in his mouth.
John the Savage?
I'm hoping it would come out more like late October or early October, but it's probably going to be November.
Yeah.
The more time before Christmas, the better.
I'm going to say November. I don't know if this is going to be the official date. All I'm going to say is I would like it to come out before the PS3, and I'm hoping Nintendo is thinking the same way. If they could get a jump on Sony's PS3 even by a couple weeks, I think that'd be huge for them. So
yeah, a couple PS3s, that's like 25
exactly.
Wii's.
Roughly.
Roughly in price, you know.
If the PS3 comes out first, then, you know, the few people that may purchase it won't have any money to buy
a game
Wii.
For it?
Or a game to
or
play
Or pay
on
their
it.
Taxes.
But,
or,
you know, I hear it's really nice to look at.
Well, then I guess you'll have to be happy with that while you're living on the streets. Alright, since you're a big fan of Beyond Good and Evil, made by Michelle Ancel, why don't you read Michelle Ancel's quotes about the Wii?
Alright, I'll do that. Michael Ancel loves the Wii, says this headline.
His name is Michelle.
Oh. Michelle Ancel. let's see. He says, hardware perfect to develop games, easy to program. You can concentrate on developing new ideas and pushing your gameplay. He talks about the controller and says, it is definitely innovative. This controller opens new ways to play games As gamers, we will rediscover how to enjoy video games, and as developers, we must rethink our controls and gameplay to push the interactivity and immersion even further. And as much as I love Michel, well, his game Beyond Good and Evil, I just, I think he's a pawn. I think he's being used. I think if he was real, he would find a way to get Beyond Good and Evil.
You mean
out.
Like if he was a real person?
No, if he was real in how he feels about video game development. Because I think that all you need is a dream. You don't even need the dollar, Michelle. Yeah. All you need is a dream. Baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say he needs a little bit of money to get that project going, and somebody to publish it too.
Maybe
so.
he did dream up the game, but it's actually getting it made. That's the hard part.
Michelle, you listen to me, buddy. Don't listen to me.
These are the type of comments that we want to hear coming from developers, eager to work on the platform. They agree with what's going on with it, and they like to push themselves. They want to wrap their minds around how to use the new controller and think of new ways to play games. And it's like a fresh start for video games. It's like finding the enjoyment all over again, which I really think is cool. And obviously, Michel Ancel supports the Wii because he's got Rayman coming out at launch. And anything Rayman we've seen so far is just... it has been on the Wii, so any screenshots you've seen are running off the Wii. The game looks awesome. It's got a really cool visual style, and I've been a big fan of the Rayman series. This is Mr. Ansel's return to the Rayman series. He didn't work on the last... He hasn't worked on a Rayman game since Rayman 2, which was on the 64, and they ported it to the DS. So he's coming back to the series and helming the project, so it should be excellent. And it looks like it's definitely got his flair, which is one of the big reasons why a lot of us love his games. So, hopefully we'll see a lot more projects from him on the Wii. But, time will tell.
Yeah, I was just joking, Michelle. I respect you.
Alright,
So defeated there.
I am defeated.
There was an interview with, Satoru Iwata about Nintendo in general and the Wii. Would anybody like to read the comments, since I don't want to just delegate it to someone?
Yeah, I appreciate being asked.
But no.
But no.
Alright, I'll go through what he said. Iwata spoke about the Wii controller. He said, "The current design for game controllers was determined by Nintendo, so some of our staff disagreed with changing it. Yet after some hands-on time with the prototypes, we knew we had a working formula. This is why I declared at last year's E3 the revolutionary interfaces will bring change to the future games." On a virtual console, he said, when creating a package game to be priced at 5,000 yen, developers tend to feel the need to create a rich game. Yet it is possible to create a reasonably entertaining game in 2 months with a team of three. Offering such games for 500 yen over a network could lead to a reasonable number of people purchasing it. By offering an environment that allows this, we hope to encourage more developers to pursue basic yet enjoyable gameplay. So that's just more comments backing up the fact that Virtual Console isn't going to be just for the old school games. They're looking for new games, developers, and publishers to bring smaller projects to the Virtual Console for download, which is great. That's one of my favorite aspects of Xbox Live, so I'm glad to see the same kind of support for the Wii. And there might be some great projects in the works now that we don't even know about, so... Iwata also talked about the Wii Connect 24, which is the online service that your Wii is always connected to. He says, let's say your Wii is connected to the internet in a mode that allows activation on a 24-hour basis. This would allow Nintendo to send monthly promotional demos for the DS during the night, so the Wii consoles in each house to the Wii consoles in each household. Users would wake up each morning, find the LED lamp on their Wii flashing, and know that Nintendo has sent them something. They would be able to download the promotional demo from their Wiis to their Nintendo DSs. So right there is a really big bit of information. You're going to be able to download demos for your DS from your Wii. So there's your Wii to DS interactivity. And I think it's really cool that the light, the LED on the Wii is actually an indicator of when you have mail. So you could leave the room and come back, and that's blinking to let you know that there's something waiting for you. And Iwata also said there will be something new. I don't agree with it, but he said there'll be something new every day, and he's made that comment again. So they're always going to be doing stuff for their games, and that's just Nintendo.
That would
so
mean you have a lot of work ahead of them.
Yeah. There's other companies, too. So with all the games that are coming out for it, there is a good chance that you'll have something almost every day, which I think is a really cool thing about the online service. I mean, Xbox Live has new stuff not every day, But it's great to see the new stuff up there for download. But for the Wii to automatically download stuff based on the games that you own or the games that you play and let you know when it's there, it's like getting like a surprise
That's
or a present
so nice.
Every morning. It's really cool. Mm. And obviously, if you don't want your Wii to be on all the time, connected to the internet, you don't have to do that. But when it is there and when it is online, it will be looking for new stuff based on the games that you're playing. So they're really going all out with the Virtual Console and the Wii Connect 24 aspect of it. And I think that's really exciting. Is anybody else as excited about the online stuff?
Yeah.
I am!
I mean, it's a way to provide new content every day to game, especially the DS demos downloaded from the Wii. I think that's awesome.
It's a good way to compete with Xbox Live and all that stuff.
Yeah, so now you don't have to go to a GameStop or a Best Buy to download the demos. They're going to have them up there to download right away for you. So
no more going to McDonald's for me.
That's right. All right. This is one of the best stories of this week. I don't know if you guys know who Grandma Hardcore is. She's a really old lady, obviously. And she plays video games like crazy. She's been playing them forever. And she's actually really good. She has all the consoles. She obviously has a grandson who she plays the games with and stuff like that. But she's played through all the big games and all the big titles, and she knows what everything is. One of her favorite games of last year was Resident Evil. She beat it like 6 different times to get all the extras and everything. If you haven't seen her, you have to go to the website for her. I don't remember the exact address because it's a blog site, but just type in Grandma Hardcore and you will find her. You will not get pornography like you think. She's the first link that comes up. They have videos of her playing games. One of the things she's known the most for is cursing tons while she's playing games, so every other word is a curse word coming
That's
out of her
why
mouth.
She's hardcore,
screaming at the TV as they show her like playing as Leon, like mowing down zombies and stuff like that. It's awesome. So she knows what she's talking about. The word spread about her, and she got to go out to E3 and do some investigation. They actually show her on her little like hover round cart driving around E3 and talking to people. They dress her up like video game characters, and she's like in the middle of the crowd like screaming at people. It's great. So anyway, she went to Nintendo's booth, and she got to go into the extra special Nintendo booth, like the one that we saw.
That was like upstairs?
Up above, yeah.
Oh,
she got to go in there, and they let her play Twilight Princess up there. when she was there, the rep was discussing Twilight Princess, blah, 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 you know, giving her a rundown and everything. Then he let out a little bit of information. He said you will see Link as a child, adolescent, and adult. He didn't say you would play as them, but the way he said it makes it sounds like you'll be able to. So, there's a possibility of playing as young Link in the game. Do you think young Link, you're going to start off as young Link, or you will play as young Link somewhere throughout the story, or do you think you'll just see flashbacks with young Link?
Or you'll see him in the opening movie.
And that's it.
Yeah. I think it might be a little misleading. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I don't know if you'll play with him. I think it's like flashbacks.
I don't think it's going to be in order.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something like you'll play along lines and then you'll hear backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go to a flashback where you actually play a section as young Link.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I hope young Link's in it. I just think that would be a cool thing to add to it and obviously remind people of Ocarina of Time.
Of course.
As if they're not excited about the game enough already. But, if old Grandma Hardcore is reporting this to us, then I believe it. And the picture I have of her on the website is her with a bottle of Jack Daniels wasted. So you can't not believe a lady that's like that. All right, we're going to go to message board questions.
Well,
we're not doing this week's releases because Nikki Hill is not with us. So we'll leave that piece to him. We'll get him posted on the site later on. So we're going to go right into questions. Nintendo, why don't you do the first question?
Okay. Isawa.
That's spelled right, too. That's exactly how the name was.
Tsujis. I have no idea.
Isawa Tsujis.
Tsujis. Asks, what are your favorite TV shows? Currently, mine are Firefly, Lost, Battlestar Galactica, The Office, My Name is Earl, and Best Week Ever.
All right. Favorite shows, Donnie?
I do like Family Guy a lot, although I don't really like this season that much. And Futurama. I like a lot of Adult Swim shows.
Donnie, did you know that Futurama's coming back? Like, brand new episodes?
Oh, really?
They're doing 4 new seasons.
Well,
they were
going to
do new DVDs and release them like Family Guy.
Yeah.
But Instead, Fox got the show, and Fox is going to show all the new episodes. So they're doing them right now.
I like that.
They should come out, I don't know, within the next year or
so. Oh, and Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken's another excellent show. Nintendo?
I like Grey's Anatomy on Sundays.
They don't need to know when it's on. You're
well,
not promoting
it's moving
the show.
To Thursdays.
So you won't like it on Thursdays?
Probably not.
It conflicts with the OC.
Oh, no.
Which I also watch. And I like the stupid MTV shows like Made and the one Real World Road Rules. Fresh Meat is
Hold
the
on.
New one that I
Hold
enjoy.
On. Why would you just go, and I like the stupid MTV shows.
She just admits that they're stupid, but she loves
them. That's
they
why
are.
They're entertaining.
Guilty pleasures.
There you go.
You yes. didn't admit any guilty pleasures. And I know about your women's underwear habit. Ronnie, what are your favorite shows?
My favorite shows are Robot Chicken is probably my biggest favorite right now. This season of Robot Chicken is so good. Every episode that's on has been better than the last. I really... Myself, Donnie, and Nintendo, they had seen the episode I missed last week's because we were in Chicago, but I caught it on Friday. That episode was hysterical, and it's vulgar. Can't talk about it, but it was really funny. I really, really liked that show. Obviously, The
it was
Simpsons.
It's disturbing to me.
I've really, really, really lost a lot of respect for Family Guy. I'm not happy with this new season at all. I liked the first like three or four episodes of when it first started or when it first came back, and since then... Maybe there's been a couple episodes that I tolerated, but I'm really disappointed with the season. And then obviously the show that everybody forgot that is a guilty pleasure of you two, Raw, WWE.
Oh, yeah, Monday Night Raw.
Do Michael's favorite shows.
All right, favorite shows. I'm addicted to Hogan Knows Best.
Are you really?
Yeah, these are all my favorite shows. The Gilmore Girls, I watch that all the time. I never used to like it, but I got into it. I like Supergroup. It's that new show where they took all these like terrible rock guys, including Ted Nugent and Sebastian Bach, and put them in a supergroup, and it's terrible, but I love Sebastian Bach. Love him. And I love that Howie Mandel. What's he
Deal or No
Deal?
Deal
or No Deal, that's good.
I love House.
I see
Oh, I forgot I like House.
Anything with Howie
Mandel.
Oh,
I was going to joke about liking House, too.
I actually do
He's
like
a
House.
Sexy,
I don't.
Sexy
I watch it whenever someone else is watching it. I don't make a point to watch it, but I do like it. Only because I like the way House is a jerk.
He plays video games all the time, too.
I know. He played a DS in like one of the first episodes.
I like Celebrity Poker when they have... real celebrities on it.
Celebrity Poker, I'm not into those shows, but the Celebrity Poker stuff I can actually watch and I like, and I don't know why. The one that has Dave Foley on it, I like.
Yeah, that's
the
and
one.
And then I got reminded of it because Howie Mandel was on it, and he had to wear gloves to play for obvious reasons.
Yeah, because he doesn't shake anybody's hands. Yeah, he's got to do the pound the fist thing.
I did not know that. On Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, he's got horrible OCD, but he's got it calmed down enough to where he'll hug people. But he won't. You can't shake his hand or give him a high five. You have to pound his fist. Watch the show. He never shakes anybody's hand.
I'm gonna watch. I gotta look.
John Savage.
Well, I love The Simpsons, but pretty much in general, I don't get a chance to watch much television. You know, when I was recently at school, I couldn't afford cable, so I didn't have any television at all. I used to watch The Sopranos when it was on, but I missed so much of it that I don't even bother anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I've joined a few times for Raw, and that may keep up.
Disgusting.
I want to say, like, I love Robot Chicken, but I love the whole Adult Swim block. Like, anything that's on Adult Swim, I really like. This weekend starts the new Tom Goes to the Mayor season. Adventure Brothers starts soon, which I'm sure Kirby would have said if he was here. Adventure Brothers is a great show. All
is
right.
American Dad coming back?
American Dad is coming back on
American
Fox, but its
Dragon.
Season is over for now, so not
have
for...
Have you seen that show with the... It's like a Neanderthal or something. Starts with a Z. Kills people. It's on Adult Swim.
Did it start yet?
I think I heard of it.
Oh, no. It didn't start yet. It's coming on. I don't remember the name. It does look good. Yeah, I can't remember the name, but I'm looking forward to that.
What is it? Oblongs?
Oblongs, yeah. Yeah, they're pushing that early now. Mm-hmm. They play it like in the 11 o'clock time slot. I don't know why. I don't know if they're trying to see if the popularity is there to support like more episodes or something, but I hope so. All right.
I shall continue.
Yeah.
Also, this hard-to-pronounce name guy asks. Also, I must say I hate you guys, all of you, except maybe Mother Brain and Nintendo, those girls. Anyway, why, you might ask? If you weren't promoting so many awesome games, my bank account wouldn't be $27.49 right now. Gunstar Superhero, Trauma Center, Animal Crossing, etc. Shame on all of you. Shakes fist in an angry manner. In that spirit, what game should I spend my last few bucks on?
Alright. He's got 27 bucks. What could he buy?
Almost the deal.
Probably have to be something used.
A used, yes. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars is a good one. Lego Star Wars is a good one. Well, we know he's got a Game Boy Advance, or we know he at least has a DS to play Game Boy Advance stuff, so maybe we should go with one of those.
Get him something with good replay value, you know?
Good replay value.
I can't play.
Oh, he could buy Brain Training's only 20 bucks. He could buy Brain Training.
There you go.
There you go.
And then he could get a better job and make more
money. That's right. You can do the training. You can do the Sudoku. There's plenty of stuff to keep you busy, so, and then hopefully by then you'll have more money. All right. John Savage, could you do the next question?
Sure, this question is from Who Are You? And that's not a question.
So confused.
Do you guys think Twilight Princess will ever come out?
Yeah,
I think we know the answer.
No.
I would
never.
Have to say yes.
Because that'll come out never when the Wii never comes out.
Exactly.
Next question. Do you think it will be better than Ocarina of Time?
Well, Nintendo has said they're setting out to make it better than Ocarina of Time, and if anyone's going to do it, it'll be Nintendo. So we know it's bigger than that game.
This is true.
But we'll have to play it to see. We all love Ocarina of Time. You'd be sad that you played a game better than Ocarina of Time.
I would be sad if I played a game better.
You can put all your post-it notes away with all the songs.
Hey, I need those to get through it, all right?
Did you ever hear that story?
No.
He's got post-it notes
like on
still
his
on his TV from when he played Ocarina of Time.
Post-it notes of all the different songs, like with the buttons you have to
hit. They're still on there.
That's great. I've lost a couple.
All right, go ahead.
Is this like a spoiler, or... How do you guys...
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's... Somebody sing a little song while I read through this. You know what? We'll skip it because I... Okay. Yeah, we're going to skip it because we don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't read it.
I think it's a spoiler, yeah.
So we apologize. Who are you? But...
Who are you?
Who are you also goes on to say then, you guys rule. Your website looks awesome, and I think you have the best podcast. You guys really make me laugh.
Aww. Yay! So
Legend
sweet.
Of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, best game ever.
Just throwing that in there again.
Okay, he says, also at E3, they showed off the Virtual Console controller, as well as the Wiimotes. Do you think Nintendo will use this for some of their games that wouldn't work on the Wii's Wiimote?
See, Smash Brothers Brawl is one of the games where you would think that would happen, but the director of the game said not to throw away your GameCube controller, so we may be using the Cube controllers to play Smash Brothers on the Wii.
Wow.
So if they're not talking about the classic controller, the controller shell for the Virtual Console, then I guess they're not going to use it for other games, because you would think that it'll lend itself perfectly to that, so.
I wonder how you plug that in. And if you didn't,
plug one in,
like the GameCube controller.
Oh, it's got the four GameCube slots on the side.
Oh, okay.
You flip up the left flap, and it's got four GameCube controller ports and two memory card ports, just like the front
of
the GameCube.
Oh, okay, I missed that. Says okay. He continues. Lastly, on Twilight Princess, I saw the redesigned Twilight Realm, and I really don't mind either of the layouts. Which one do you guys prefer?
I thought I preferred the black and white layout until I saw the way they're doing this. It's a really vibrant, yet it's washed out. It's very, like,
dream.
Yeah. Very, very dream state. I really like this new way. Some of the new screenshots that we have are beautiful. Like, they really show off the Twilight Realm really well. And I like this more compared to the sharp look of the black and white stuff. So I didn't think I would, but once I actually saw the screens of it, I really do like it better. So,
okay. Also, did they release a lot of information about Ocarina of Time's story before it launched?
You know, back when it was coming out, I don't even remember what the hell was going on. All I know was I was really excited for it, as was everybody else in high school at the time.
Everybody. All the sellouts who don't play Nintendo no more.
That's
I seen
right.
them in the street.
They were. Everybody was in class doing work. Nobody would be talking, taking tests, except you'd hear people humming songs from Ocarina of Time, so it was huge. I really don't remember what they released at the time. I remember the guide came out like a couple days before, and some people bought the guide and read through it. So
bastards.
So some information got out.
Before it came out, none of us had any idea how big it would be. Yeah. So it's not like we were trying to remember so well. Okay, and lastly, what do you imagine the story for Twilight Princess will be? Do you think Zelda is human in the Twilight Realm, and how is Ganon connected to this plot?
Well, we've seen Zelda in the trailer, in the Twilight Realm, back when it was black and white, and she was human.
Well, elfish, or...?
She was elfish. She was in a human form. We don't know if something happens to her when she leaves outside of the castle, or if she even can. So from what we've seen, we know that she is in a human state. I don't know if it changes. You know, they could be
humanoid.
Playing a big trick on us.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. How is Ganon connected? Any guesses? Probably he wants the Triforce.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
That's not it.
Or maybe he's cast the spell on all the lands that... to create the Twilight Realm.
And this leads in, again, to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, this Twilight Princess having a sad ending. I really hope they go that way. I really want the story elements to be pushed, which looks like they're definitely going to be, so...
Well, if this is going to be the last one, like, ever like this...
Yeah.
They might as well go out with
they're
a bang.
They're going to push all the boundaries. That's why the game has been delayed a year later, so... Alright, I'll take the last questions from CJD, because there are tons of them, but that's good, we like questions. CJD, stick with me here while I read this. CJD says, is it possible that the Rev Controller...
Wiimote.
This is an old question, I said stick with me.
Could
incorporate some sort of gyroscopic precession. To clarify, do you think Nintendo could build this in a controller to make it resist rotation? Here's an edit since E3. Okay, so I've seen the E3 videos on GameSpot, and there's no evidence of this. Would you have liked the idea? Would I have liked the idea? Definitely, 100% yes. I think actually feeling the controller move against you or give some sort of opposite force when you hit a wall in a game or something
awesome.
Like that.
Or swing a sword into another one.
Yeah, exactly. I
Ooh,
think
that'd be really cool.
Yeah. It would have been really cool, yes.
How come they didn't do that?
I don't know if they could fit it all into the controller and get it to work right, if it would have interfered with the stuff that they already have in there. I honestly don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, the controller's not very big, so to squeeze all that stuff plus the speaker...
And
really
they want the controller to be light, and I would figure that would add a good amount of weight.
Well,
to
they
it.
Better do that next time.
Yeah. We'll have to see. All right. Do you think blah blah
blah blah blah?
Where the hell was I?
Yeah, it sucks stopping in the middle of a paragraph, doesn't
however,
it?
However, Nintendo said that there would be another surprise. Apart from the speaker and the controller, the motion sensing and the nunchuck, the design of the shell and the pixel of the sensor bar, I see no final secret. It can't be the price, as we know. It is less than $300 or something like that. So what is it? What do you think it is? Nintendo, what do you think it is? What is the Wii's final secret?
Well, I've said everything. It turned out you sing into it like a microphone.
We don't know that for sure.
Okay, well then that's my secret.
Okay. We know WiiKaraoke.com has been registered by Nintendo.
So
we
you're
don't know
sing
if there'll be
it.
A microphone add-on or if they're going to put a mic into the controller.
That's
it
not
would
really
make
a big
so
secret,
much
though.
Sense to add the mic into the controller.
I agree.
Karen Kaplan did a video interview with Game Informer, just posted it last night, and she talks about... she doesn't say that there's a microphone and a controller, but they ask her about it, and she's like, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it? You know, like one of those stupid... So it's going to be in there. All right. What do I think the final secret is? I have no idea. These secrets, I had no
candy
idea.
Candy dispenser.
Oh, I think
it cures cancer.
I had no idea there was going to be a speaker and a controller, so...
I think if you have it hooked up to the internet and you leave it on, it'll act as an alarm clock, and Miyamoto will personally wake you up every morning.
Calls everybody.
Oh, good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
Wake up.
That is a terrible answer.
Forgiveness, please. Time to play.
Happy sunshine time.
I am not Rink, but I do know.
He has to say that. Happy sunshine time. All right. Anybody else have any guesses as the final secret?
No serious ones.
All right, then we will move on. Because the one we just said is serious. Are the graphics on Twilight Princess better on the Wii than on the Q version? I'm sure they will be better on the Wii version. It is beautiful either way.
Yeah, it was really nice looking.
But I'm sure there'll be slight changes in between the two. But the gameplay, separate from controls, will be the same. So, might be a little bit better looking, might be a lot better looking, we don't know. Alright, what is your opinion of the speaker and the Wiimote and the controller shell? I obviously love the speaker idea. It lends itself to a whole bunch of different games.
Immersion.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like, especially Link's perfect... Twilight Princess is a perfect example using the bow, hearing the string get taut in the controller, and then the arrow flying to from the controller to the TV screen. So
if you, like, are in Resident Evil or something, and you have a walkie-talkie,
yeah,
and then the controller is the walkie-talkie, and you only hear it out of
that's a cool idea. That's really cool.
I don't know why I just thought of that.
It's kind of like they did with Manhunt for the PS2. If you had the headset for Manhunt, you can hear the voice of the whatever he was, the director, in the headset talking to you. But that's a great idea, to use it like that, like a walkie-talkie. And obviously there's walkie-talkie communication in Resident Evil games. So
It could also work for, like, shooting guns. Like, you hear the gun fire,
yeah,
and then you hear, like, the ricochet coming from the TV.
It's all kinds of cool stuff like that. Like, definitely immersion and stuff like that. I'm blown away by that Resident Evil idea. That's awesome. And the best part is we know that there's a Resident Evil game coming to the Wii, and it's going to be a Wii exclusive, so... That could happen.
Neato.
What are you hoping for in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl? I don't think anyone here is hoping for anything but myself, because nobody plays Pokemon but me.
We apologize.
I'm hoping for more variety. I'm hoping for more Pokemon. I don't know. I'm hoping that this game gets me back into Pokemon like I used to be.
I would just like to say that I'm going to celebrate my friend's birthday today, and I needed to wrap her gift, and we didn't have anything but a Pokemon bag. She's turning 20.
So it's perfect. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to pick it up, and I'll see how it is. I'd like to get back into the series, and I think now is the right time to do so. With the Wiimote, what do you think Nintendo will do for their next home console? What do you think will happen with their next portables? I can't even begin to
think. They will fly and turn invisible.
They're 100%. There's no way to even guess what they're going to do. With the DS, there's been talk that the Game Boy franchise is going to end for now, and they're going to continue with the DS. So the next DS may be touchscreen all over again, but GameCube-style graphics. Or it may be DS in just the sense that their portables are going to bring more innovation, and they're going to test the markets with their portable. They'll put out a really innovative and different portable, see how it does, and then use that to influence what they're doing with their next home console. But there's really no way to guess, because think about it. The days of this GameCube, when it first came out, we would have never guessed that we'd have a touchscreen portable or waving a wand around in front of a TV. So I don't think there's really any way to predict or guess what Nintendo's going to do. And what's this I hear about the motion sensing in the PS3 controller? Yeah, we just talked about that. Have you played it? No, we did not play it. I didn't play anything, Sony. I watched their entire demo reel at the booth. I didn't see anything that I really wanted to play. The only thing I played that was on the PS3 was Sonic, but I actually played it on the 360 at Sega's booth. None of us... I don't know if any of us played any PS3 stuff.
Courtchester, I think, might have played Sonic.
He played Sonic at the Sega booth with me.
Yeah, okay. Sonic. Now, did they even have the motion controller available to demo?
Because we were there, and I don't even know. Yeah. I really don't. I didn't hear one person talking about playing it, and I didn't see anybody waving a controller around like that.
Yeah, so maybe just behind closed doors they had it.
No doubt Sony fanboys will claim that Nintendo stole the idea from them. Do you think the PSC controller will only be used for gimmicks? As far as I can tell, the level of motion control is not good enough for anything else. The level of motion control in the controller is 6 degrees of motion. Up, down, left, right, and diagonals.
Like Kirby Tilt and Tumble?
Like Kirby Tilt and Tumble.
It's not even comparable to the Wiimote!
So, Phil Harrison says every game is going to use it. That's what he says. I think Phil Harrison's wrong.
I would actually hope that's not the case.
Because he was asked what he thinks, how much it's going to be used, and he said every game will use it.
I can just imagine, like, playing a first-person shooter or something like that, and, you know, you have three guys rushing you, and you go to fight, and you move the controller, and all of a sudden you're pointing somewhere
else. Yeah, I don't see that happening with the Wiimote just because of the things that you're doing with it.
It's just completely different. Yeah. You're aiming a whole arm. Yeah. You're not...
What extensions to the Wiimote do you think Nintendo or third parties will bring out, and how much do you think those will cost? Mad Catz and Logitech, I'm sure we'll see stuff like their own Zapper, or hopefully someone will do a charger. I really want a charger. I don't know what the battery situation is going to be like on the Wii yet. None of us know.
The final secret.
Maybe. That would be, you know what, that'd be a good secret. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, what about the alarm clock?
I'd be happy with that, too.
Yeah,
But the battery one is really important. What other extensions? You know, another company might make their own classic shell or something like that. Classic controller is what they're calling it now. We might see that. There's no reason why people couldn't do that. It's just like seeing third-party controllers on the GameCube. I don't think we'll see a third-party Wiimote by anybody. I really don't... That's a interesting point. I don't think we'll see any third parties making Wiimotes, where you see third parties making PS2, Xbox, and GameCube controllers.
Yeah, because they may not be able to...
They may make the wired analog nunchuck section of it. They may make third party those, because that's just the joystick. Well, that's got motion sensing in it, too. I don't know.
I'm sure it's all patent protected.
Yeah. But the controller shell, you could see that. Or the classic controller. I don't see why that wouldn't be around, or why third parties couldn't do that. Do you think all these expensive extensions will put people off? Nintendo said that they're going to try and keep the extensions to a minimum, and Nintendo's pricing is going to be low. It's always low. They do the best that they can while still trying to make a profit. Nintendo stuff is always priced low, so I don't think you have to worry about it, and I don't think the market will be flooded with peripherals. Like we saw the bongos for the GameCube, the microphone for GameCube.
Woo!
Trying to think of other peripherals that were on the GameCube.
Drums. Not the,
I said drums.
I said not bongos. Well, I mean bongos. That drum thing.
The drums were.
No, that was PS2.
Oh.
We actually talked about it.
Yeah,
I guess since the very early days of Nintendo, they've been decreasing the amount of peripherals.
Yeah, regular Nintendo had tons of them.
Yeah, and even like with Mario Paint and everything, you had the little mouse.
Which wasn't utilized for many other games than that, much like the Super Scope. So hopefully with the new Zapper, we'll see a lot of games that utilize it. It'd be perfect for a new House of the Dead game. I want a House of the Dead game because of that new Zapper. So, alright, that wraps up a regular show, which we haven't done in a while. Doom Michaels is pointing to himself for Donnie, himself and Donnie.
No, I'm sorry. I was the rumor of the week.
Wow. Let's do a rumor of the week. Well, sure, we'll end the show with a rumor of the week then.
Okay, yeah. I know it's called Rumor of the Week, but this one's not really a rumor. This one's true.
Funny, all of them are true.
With the success of Chibi-Robo, Nintendo...
is not bringing it out in America.
Well, no, besides that, that's true, too. But, you know, it's been so successful that Miyamoto got to thinking, a light bulb went off, and they're going to redo Rob the Robot, except he's going to be 2006 version for... the Wii, and he's going to be wireless, and he's going to be kind of like the housekeeper from the Jetsons. He's going to clean up after
you. Rosie.
And yeah, he's going to call you Mr. and then whatever the first letter of your name is, or Miss.
Mr. C.
And so Mr. M is putting that together for us. So look for that one. That's going to be awesome.
I picture him a mix of like Johnny Five and Rosie. But lots of guns, too.
Yeah.
Johnny Five is still alive.
Home defense.
I
guess that's the noise he'll make. Yeah, that's the end of the show. We'll be heading out to Video Games Live tonight. We'll get some pictures and report on that later. And,
did he even say that this was recorded earlier than normal?
This was recorded earlier than normal.
We are ending there, at 1:34 p.m.
Yeah, we started it at 12:30 because we wanted to make sure we got the podcast out, because we know you guys look forward to it on Saturday, and we wouldn't be able to do it because we're out at the show, and we wouldn't get home until late, and people wouldn't be able to do it. So that's why we're here.
You're welcome.
Just for you guys. Got like nothing to do for the rest of the day. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, I gotta take a nap. Nintendo's leaving. Donnie's gonna hang around. We'll play some more Call of Duty.
Woo!
This Call of Duty.
COD 2, baby.
We've been playing Call of Duty this week, and now she's had enough of it.
No, because that's all Donnie does now.
Dude, Michaels is gonna check out.
Don't do what Donnie does.
We're gonna check out, Dude, Michaels is gonna check out some Hitman on 360. See, we play.
I hear there's no save points in Hitman.
You, depending on the difficulty level that you play on. you have a limited amount. If you play on normal, you have 7 chances to save during a level. If you play on expert, I don't believe you have any. But see, we play everything here, as much as Nintendo doesn't want to admit it. But we do love everything Nintendo, and I'll definitely be playing some Nintendo later today. I think I'm going to play Metro Prime Hunters with Chris from Joystick when we head out to the concert tonight. So, everybody enjoy your weekend, play whatever the hell you want, have fun doing it, and we will talk to you next week.
I gotta pee!
That's the second show that somebody's ended saying they have to pee.
Oh, really?